Hey there, digital dwellers. This is Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world without losing your sanity. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of notifications, endless scrolling, and a constant need to be connected? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you just instinctively reach for it, even if you have no idea what it is? That's the power of digital dependence, folks. But guess what? We can break free. And today, we're diving deep into digital decluttering. Not just cleaning up your phone, but clearing space in your mind for peace and productivity. Now, I get it. Technology is awesome. It connects us, entertains us, keeps us informed. But when it starts controlling our lives, that's where the trouble begins. We become slaves to our devices, constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and expectations. This digital overload can wreak havoc on our mental health, leading to anxiety, stress, sleep problems, and even feelings of isolation. So, how do we reclaim control? It all starts with digital decluttering. Here are five powerful takeaways to help you detox your mind daily. First things first, recognize the problem. Admitting that you're spending too much time online is the first step towards a healthier relationship with technology. Think about it. How many times have you caught yourself scrolling aimlessly through social media, wasting precious hours? That lost time could be spent connecting with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply enjoying the peace and quiet of being offline. Next up, set boundaries. This is non-negotiable. Decide on specific times when you'll check your phone and stick to it. Turn off notifications for apps that don't require immediate attention, social media, news alerts, emails, unless they're work-related. You can even create phone-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table. Remember, technology should serve you, not the other way around. Thirdly, curate your digital diet. Just like you choose healthy foods to fuel your body, you need to be selective about what you consume online. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative, envious, or inadequate. Fill your feed with inspiring content, art, nature, motivational quotes, whatever uplifts and empowers you. Remember, social media shouldn't be a highlight reel of other people's lives. It should be a space where you can connect with your values and passions. Now, let's talk about mindful tech use. Instead of passively scrolling, engage with content intentionally. Ask yourself, what am I learning? How does this make me feel? Is this information truly valuable? When you approach technology with intention, it becomes a tool for growth and connection rather than a distraction or drain on your energy. Finally, embrace the power of disconnection. Schedule regular digital detox days or even just a few hours each week where you completely disconnect from all devices. Use this time to reconnect with nature. Spend time with loved ones, pursue hobbies, or simply relax and recharge. Trust me, your mind and your soul will thank you for it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, family, and a never-ending to-do list. She was constantly glued to her phone, checking emails, social media, news, everything. It felt like she could never catch up, always living in a state of overwhelm. Then, she decided to implement some digital decluttering strategies. She set boundaries by designating specific times for checking her phone, turned off unnecessary notifications, and unfollowed accounts that made her feel negative. On weekends, she took digital detox days, where she put her phone away and spent time playing with her kids in the park, reading a book, or simply enjoying the silence. Guess what? Sarah started feeling calmer, more present, and less stressed. She had more energy for the things that truly mattered, spending quality time with her family and pursuing her passions. Her digital decluttering became a path to a healthier, happier life. So, there you have it, folks. Digital decluttering isn't just about deleting apps or organizing your phone. It's about reclaiming control over your digital life and creating space for mental clarity and well-being. Remember, every small step counts. Turning off notifications, taking breaks from social media, or scheduling a digital detox day can make a huge difference in how you feel. Take action today. Choose one thing from this episode that resonates with you and implement it right now. Share your thoughts, experiences, and challenges with me on social media. Let's create a community of mindful tech users who are thriving both online and offline. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.